This goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaites, PAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding John Anderson, date of birth 6/29 of 1947. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Anderson with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and long-term nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. His last visit was May 13th of this year. He's feeling well. He had a right total hip replacement done in July of this year, and he's recovering very well. The pain is almost completely gone, and he's been able to decrease the ibuprofen from 400 milligrams several times a day. Now he's just taking 400 milligrams at bedtime. And he's doing very well and trying to wean completely off of the ibuprofen. And he does use Tylenol arthritis, 650 milligram, 2 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. And that also is helping with the pain. He's very glad he had the procedure done and felt like he recovered very, very well. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood or melena, no chest pain, palpitations or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I'll highlight amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day, hydralazine, 25 milligram twice a day, hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligram daily, Jardiance, 25 milligram daily, potassium, 10 mil equivalent daily, lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 204 pounds, and this is down 9 pounds since his last visit. His pulse is 66, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, and blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done September 8, 2025, and creatinine is markedly improved at 1.17. His estimated GFR is 64. Sodium 138, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 20, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.5, phosphorus 3.7, hemoglobin is 14.0, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with improved renal function. That's most likely secondary to the reduction in oral nonsteroidal drugs that he's using. So we will continue to check labs every 3 months. Hypertension is well controlled. And 3, long-term nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, which he is trying to wean off. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.